You know, I'm getting to a stage where messages like this are more meaningful because I'm looking at the next generation, our children, seeing our grandchildren that are coming along and thrilled to see them and to build into their lives. And every time I get a chance to be with our grandbabies, just to speak a word of God's love into their life, to realize that they will live in a time that I will never see.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's four-part teaching series entitled Finishing Strong. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living and to our center where we're taking a four-day period here to focus on the topic of finishing strong from a teaching that I have shared with my staff and with our members around the country as we focus on what does it mean to not only run a strong race, not only get up every day and live intentionally, but to finish strong. It's not how you start. Sometimes it's, you know, messy in the middle, but it's how you finish. And I think every coach knows that you want to have your team finish strong. And so our message to each of us today is to finish strong. And I want to share some more of the teaching. This is part two today, and I'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get this entire series on CD, along with a beautiful watercolor print from my wife, Donna, that accompanies this on the power of finishing strong. In this first lesson today, I talk about grading ourselves. How well are you doing on finishing strong? Take a listen. Intentional living is living every day to bring glory to God and benefit to ourselves. And I hesitated when I wrote that because we put the emphasis on God first. Why should there be any emphasis on us at all? Then I realized that God has a hope and a future for us. God desires good for us. And when we bring Him glory, we benefit. When I choose to be faithful to Donna in my marriage, and I do that because I bring Him glory, I benefit by that. My life's better because of that. On those days that I choose to bring Him glory in how I treat my body, which frankly are not as many days as I ought, that's my battleground. But on the days that I choose to bring Him glory in my body, I benefit. See? When I choose to bring Him glory with how I handle the finances that He's given me, to tithe, to save, to be a good steward, to do the things that the Bible teaches, I bring Him glory. God, I do this because I love You. I benefit. See? So the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Rate yourself. Grade yourself. A, B, C, D, or F. How would you grade yourself today that you are a person, if you were to die today and you had to give yourself a grade 1 minute before you entered into eternity, what kind of grade would you give yourself that you have found your purpose in life and you're living your purpose? Here's a second grade I want you to give yourself. I think if we're going to finish strong, how would you answer this? I left no unfinished business behind. Wow. I left no unfinished business behind. You know, I thought about that, and I thought, you know, God is a God that honors finishing. If you look at the creation story in Genesis chapter 2, it says that after He finished creation, He rested. If you look in Exodus 39, you see that when the tabernacle was finished, it says it was finished. You see Nehemiah, the great wall builder, and you read in Nehemiah chapter 6, that the wall was finished, it says, in 52 days. What were Christ's last words on the cross? It is finished. Wow. See, God is a God of finishing. He's not a God of just starting. He's not a God of good intentions. He's a God of finishing. And I would ask the question, if you were to grade yourself today in very practical ways as you think about things that may be unfinished in your life, things in your life that are left hanging, not tied off, not resolved, not put to bed, as it were. Would you die today with unfinished business? Well, how would you grade yourself? Not that we're all going to die and have everything finished. Even Christ went back to to eternity, went back to heaven, rather, with a lot of unfinished business. That's why he sent the disciples out to go and preach the gospel. There were people still needing to be saved, to be healed, to be reached. He didn't finish everything, but he finished what he had come to do, see? The question would be, could I die today and be on my deathbed and give myself a good grade that I'm leaving no unfinished business? Listen, we don't want unfinished business in our life. And if you have unfinished business and your grade isn't what you want to give yourself, then it would be something worth looking at. Number three, you're grading yourself now, and if this were the day that you were to finish, here it is. I loved people and used things. I loved people and used things. You know, we read in Scripture, 1 John chapter 3, where it says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? We live in a culture that is not about serving others. It is not about caring for others. It's about ourselves, more so than many parts of the world. And it's very easy to get into a rut of using people to get things, right? We can use, and we have to, as a ministry, be so careful of this that we don't manipulate, we don't try to maneuver, we never do anything that is not God-honoring. Our business is to serve people. I was talking to Donna last night, and we were sharing about the ministry and the ongoing challenges in our country and the economic challenges that trickle down into a ministry like ours, where, you know, we can be behind, struggling, and we have a budget, and then God supplies, and we're happy, and then we're struggling, and this battle that continually goes on. And as I said to Donna, I said, Donna, listen, God has given us this ministry. It's His, not ours. Our job is to be faithful. And I pray, as a team and as leadership, we will never, ever be in a position where we use people to do what we think we need to do, even for good cause. Boy, and I really mean that as I share with you a lesson today that I shared with my staff on the power and the importance of finishing strong, finishing life strong, finishing your married life strong, finishing parenting strong, finishing whatever it is that you're involved in strong for the glory of God. And in a moment, I'll be sharing with you how you can receive the complete DVD teaching on finishing strong, along with the beautiful watercolor print ready to be framed. And we'll tell you more about that in just a little bit.
Intentional love. Every marriage needs it, but it doesn't just happen.
When I started to show my wife love, she wondered what was going on.
Dr. Randy Carlson can show you how to apply intentional love to your marriage. But right now, it's your move. To make an appointment for the Intentional Love Marriage Conference, coming to Tucson, November 10th.
That's what I showed her. That's what she responded to, and that's what saved our marriage.
Go to theintentionallife.com.
Become a member of Intentional Living and receive a monthly teaching on CD from Dr. Randy Carlson. He'll teach you practically and biblically as you tap into God's purposes for your life.
And the first evidence of God's love for us was He sacrificed. If you're going to write down a word, write down the word sacrifice. God sent His Son as a sacrifice for you and for me.
Become a monthly member who helps reach people with the vital message of living life intentionally. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
The average American male lives 27,500 days. By that measure, I've got about 6,000 left.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Rod Robinson, your intentional stewardship coach.
I'm finding that the fewer days I have remaining in my tenure here on earth, the more valuable they become to me. I'm spending less time worrying about the past, more time thinking about today, and finishing strong. Scripture tells us in the book of James that chasing after material possessions in this brief life is pointless. Instead, we should be focusing on storing up treasures in heaven. And you know, all calculations aside, I'm not guaranteed another day. None of us are. So today is the day for loving people, generous giving, righting wrongs, and serving others. The thousands of days in your past may make you proud or they may make you blush, but no matter what, you can finish strong.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Well, thank you, Rod. Reinforcing the message for these 4 days on the series Finishing Strong. And I want to get back into the teaching. And as I get back into this teaching with my staff, I'm going to go to question number 3 on the list is, did you love people and use things? Boy, that is such a profound question that we want to finish life knowing that we loved people, we honored God in our relationships with people, and we use things and not people. Take a listen. Our job is to be faithful. And I pray as a team and as leadership, we will never, ever be in a position where we use people to do what we think we need to do, even for good cause. That we are here to serve people. And I am convinced as we serve people in Jesus' name, that the whatever it is that is needed will be supplied. Amen? He's the one that does that. Does that mean that we don't still have our moments of worry? Yes, we do. We're humans. I know I do. It's part of our human condition. But how would you grade yourself today? If you were to finish today and you look back over your life, what grade would you give yourself that you loved people more than things and you used things and not people? Here's a fourth one. When we finish, to be able to say, I left a godly heritage for the next generation. I left a godly heritage for the next generation. You know, I'm getting to a stage where messages like this are more meaningful because I'm looking at the next generation of our children, seeing our grandchildren that are coming along and thrilled to see them and to build into their lives. And every time I get a chance to be with our grandbabies, just to speak a word of God's love into their life, to realize that they will live in a time that I will never see, as were your grandchildren and your children, see. What kind of a godly heritage do we want to leave? Maybe you've heard the story of Jonathan Edwards, and of course, he was a great man of God, and responsible as the Holy Spirit moved in the first Great Awakening back in the 1740s. Jonathan and Sarah Edwards were godly people and left a godly heritage. Listen to what the descendants of Jonathan Edward turned out to be in their lives. It's interesting. They took the 400 years, the 400 descendants, rather, of Jonathan and Sarah Edwards and looked at their lives. Do you realize that this couple who loved God, gave their life to God, served God, that of those 400 descendants, 14 became college presidents, 100 became professors, another 100 became ministers. About the same number became lawyers and judges. Nearly 60 became doctors, and others were authors and editors. Isn't that a great heritage? See? To leave a heritage down the road in praying for the generations, we should be praying for our grandchildren and for the great-grandchildren that we may never see. God be real in their lives. Jonathan and Sarah Edwards never had a chance to see those 400 descendants. But in part, because of their faithfulness, they were responsible. And when you think of that passage in Proverbs 22:6 that says, train up a child in that unique way he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. They lived it, see? This was a gospel-centered family that was all about sharing the gospel, sharing the truth of the gospel, and getting that message into the lives of their children and grandchildren. How would you grade yourself if you were to die today? Finish today. Is that godly heritage there? Is it being passed down to the next generation? Here's another one. We're asking questions or statements I'd like to have you grade yourself on if you were to finish today. Here's a statement. I provided the best I could for my family. I provided the best I could. You know, we all know the verse in 1 Timothy 5:8 that says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Now the context of that verse is this. Young Timothy, Pastor Timothy, is trying to figure out the organization of the church, and Paul, his mentor and teacher, is sharing with him how the church should be operated. And in basic terms, what Paul is saying is, if there's widows in the church, the church should stand up and care for them if they don't have their own family to care for them. And then Paul says, but if the widow chooses to go out and live a life of sin, let her go. But then an afterthought, almost like an afterthought, Paul says, but listen, if you don't provide for your own family, you're worse than an unbeliever.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. And we're live here in the studio now. We're going to continue this series on finishing strong. And if you would like to receive this, I'll tell you in a moment how you can receive this entire series on DVD, along with an absolutely beautiful work of art that lays out these 10 principles on finishing strong, a visual reminder going into this next year. We'll talk about that in a moment.
It was very, very informative what we're finding out today, and we can definitely apply these teachings into our lives and move forward.
My goal is just to really put the plan into action and use it to the best of my abilities. You can learn so much more in that time.
What stood out to me is just focusing and just becoming more intentional in the daily decisions that we make as a couple and as a follower of Christ.
Yeah, that was the whole purpose of our Intentional Love Marriage Conference series. We started in Michigan and then in New Mexico. Last weekend, sellout in Phoenix. And then we wrap up this Friday night at Faith Community Church in Tucson. And we're excited about this. Our staff will be on hand. You're going to get a chance to meet a lot of friends. And so if you missed out in Albuquerque because we sold out early, about 3 weeks early, or in Phoenix last weekend because we sold out early, you come and join us as well with all the friends from Southern Arizona this Friday night. And tickets are available today. You can get them online by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the events. And it's all there for you. And I'll tell you, we're not only going to laugh, we will. I'm going to talk about our own family and our stories about marriage, things we've learned after many years of marriage. But we're going to give you the intentionals for having an intentional marriage, things that really, really work with a challenge for one thing. So don't miss out the final Intentional Love Marriage Conference this Friday. So go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your life. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Randy says anyone can start a race, but not everyone finishes strong. Do you want to finish strong? Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
Hi, this is Christina from West Virginia. My story is my husband and I, neither one were saved when we first got together. We've come through a lot of trials and a lot of different things. Maybe some that a lot of people haven't went through, a lot I'm sure they have. The first time I heard the Intentional Living Program, I was thinking of the verse that says, choose this day whom you will serve. And I changed it to choose this day whom you will love. And I choose every morning to love and to honor my husband. He's my best friend. He's my everything next to Christ.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center as we're finishing strong this whole week on this theme. And in fact, in just a moment, you're going to hear an interview I did a while back with a woman who really faced an unbelievably devastating loss in her life, but she chose to finish strong in her life. And I guess I'd ask you, think about it. What are you choosing to finish strong with in your life? You can tell us. We'd love to hear. Call our story line at 888-888-1717 and tell us how you've decided to finish strong. Or maybe it's a story about someone that you've loved and your family who just chose to finish strong and the impact that had on your life.
like I have the words of life inside of me. I began to pray and ask God to give me a burden like He has for people so that I don't turn into a slug. And it's great to be saved, you know, and go to church and blah, blah, blah. I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a treasure that God has given me, and I can't carry it all, and I need to send people back to get the rest of it.
Good for you.
And, you know, ultimately, it leads to Christ, and just to be able to share that. You know, it's God's intention. It's like I found what I was created for.
Intentional Living Center is on the air every day on the radio to hear stories like those, to hear testimonies, to hear reports of how lives are being radically changed by the power of God, how people are choosing to get up and live an intentional life, to know their purpose and to live their purpose. And sometimes you don't even know what the purpose is until all of a sudden something happens in your life that changes everything. And that's our story that we have for you today. Linda is on the line from Michigan. And Linda, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Listen, we talk about living intentionally here. In other words, knowing why we're on this planet, why we live our lives. And sometimes throughout our experience in our lives, things happen, things that we never anticipated can happen that can change everything. Take us back to March of 2012 and what happened in your life.
Well, my husband and I have been married for 43 years and 66 days.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, as we came to the Lord over 30 years ago, God put on our heart to minister to marriages. And as we walked that journey with Him, we did that together. We also ministered with a Christian motorcycle group, so we would do that together. We were heading to minister to a group up north in Michigan, and my husband went to a memorial for another biker. And on the way home, he was killed in a fatal car accident instantly and was taken to be with Jesus.
Wow, I'm so sorry. 42 years, 66 days.
Yes,
together.
Sir.
So you had a ministry together. You were doing things together. How did you characterize your marriage during those 42 years and 66 days?
The first 10 years were rocky, not being saved. The next years after that, we blended together. We became one flesh. We worked very strongly together as we. And as us, not I or me. We worked together as pleasing each other, ministering to each other. It was very important, and then God asked us to share it with others.
Mm.
And that's what we were doing. And the night before he went to be with the Lord, we were discussing that. And I said, my heartbeat, my whole breath is to help couples. And he felt the same way. So the next morning when he left, I had no idea that at that point that would stop as a couple, because once he went to be with the Lord, I was no longer going to be able to teach as a couple in a marriage class. I could work one-on-one with couples or with one of the spouses, but it wouldn't be the same.
Mm. You know, Linda, as I hear your story, I'm thinking how easy it is for us, even with intentional living, because you know, intentional living is about knowing our purpose and finding our purpose and living our purpose. How easy it can become for us to start writing our own agenda, writing our own memoirs in advance, you know, writing our own story before the story's been told. And in your case, you know, you had this marriage ministry. You were, you know, here to please each other, to share with others, to help couples. You had an identity. You had a purpose. You were living intentionally. And then on March 30th, 2012, everything changes. And so I think it's a reminder to us as we live intentionally, we don't know what the next stage in our life is going to be. We don't know what next week, next month is going to be. But in your case, God had something new for you, something new to build on, because you have a passion to help people. If you hold on, Linda, we'll bring you back and hear the rest of this story, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Today, you know, as we focus on living an intentional life, I really would like to burn in to our hearts this reminder that, you know, we lay our plans. Even the scripture says, you lay your plans, but you commit them to the Lord, because ultimately they're in His hands. And so while we believe intently and strongly about the intentional living message, about, you know, having goals and planning your life and then taking daily steps, every day also get up and remember what the scripture says when it reminds us, if it's your will, Lord. You know, if we say that in our lives, today, Lord, I choose today to do this, to honor you, to bring glory to you, to be a blessing to others, and to benefit to my family, if it's your will. I think that's a great reminder for us. We're back here live in the studio. That is part one of an interview I had with Linda Hammond. And boy, when you hear that, and I'm reminded again hearing her words, definitely she chose to be a person of intentional living, to finish strong in her life, and she carries on the work of that ministry even after the loss of her husband. Part two, next time, hope you'll come back and be a part of that.
I had been married 56 years when my husband passed away 2 years ago. My intention at this point, my intentional living, is to be able to share with other younger women some of the trials that we went through and how we tried to work them out in our own strength, which didn't work, but eventually turned to the Lord, and He was able to help us through. We both had praying mothers that never ceased to pray for us until we got our lives in tune with Him. And my intention is to help other young women in whatever way I can. God bless.
Thank you so much for telling us your story. You know, in life we learn things, and then it's out of the lessons that we learn. It often becomes a passion. It becomes a purpose, a direction in our life. It's very energizing in terms of our faith walk. And thank you for telling us your stories. You know, the Intentional Living Center is all about helping you build, to equip, to strengthen your family to be intentional in your walk in Christ. That's why we exist. And I thank each and every member who is on this journey with us, not to perfection, but to daily living intentionally, from all over the country, men and women, young and old, people sharing a dollar a day, $30 a month, some more, some less, but everyone working together to help raise the awareness around the country and around the world online to this message of living intentionally in our families for Christ. And I would love to have you come and join us. And when you do today, we have a very special offer, because we believe that, in fact, it's one of the core messages about finishing strong. Know our purpose, live our purpose, and finish strong. And this week we've been discussing this and going through these 10 principles. Well, we have this on a beautiful work of art. The painting is done by my wife, Donna, the 10 principles from me, and we want to send it to you. My wife autographs the work of art, the print, to say thanks, and we're going to send the DVD along with it, the teaching on these 10 principles, our gift to you as you become a monthly member, and then ongoing teaching each and every month. And if you're unable to join monthly, your single gift, make sure we'll send the print to you. But whatever you can do, come and join us. We really need your support. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or by calling 888-1717 during business hours. Tomorrow, we'll be live. We want to hear your calls. We'll see you then.